Hello, this is the podcast for our final class on December 6th, and in this class we finished up the discussion of intentional infliction of emotional distress and went through the variety of privileges to intentional torts. Now remember, one of the problems with intentional infliction of emotional distress is that it is so vague, or extreme and outrageous, leading to severe emotional distress. So a lot of times we've seen, and we saw this in the previous class, that there have been occasions where people have used emotional distress as a cover-up for other types of torts that failed. And so we saw the case before where there was no longer a good cause of action for alienation of affection. So they tried to make an intentional infliction of emotional distress case. The court said no, no good. Here in the Hustler case, the one that we began class with, the idea was that our plaintiff, Jerry Falwell, could not bring a libel or slander invasion of privacy suit against Hustler magazine for this ad parody, because under Times v. Sullivan they just weren't allowed. He's a public figure. So all the lower courts had not allowed this, but they had allowed the intentional infliction of emotional distress case up at the Supreme Court, and this is why Hustler is the appellant here, because they're appealing anything, and the Supreme Court says, you know, it's the ad was obviously untrue. It was obviously repellent, but it's just protected by the First Amendment as well as the other kinds of, you know, things that it was not allowed to sue for. So it's not that they kind of included it in Times v. Sullivan, but they said, you know, it's just, this is an ad parody protected by the First Amendment. Liability here would have a chilling effect. And if First Amendment bumps up against tort, First Amendment's going to win. Then we moved on to talking about privileges. Privileges are as a defense to an action for intentional torts. And frequently, instead of defenses like we saw in negligence, which I was negligent, but so were you, a privilege makes something not a tort at all. It says, I had a right to do what I did. So the defendant then raises the privilege and has the burden of proving a privilege to justify the intentional conduct. So among the privileges, consent, implied or express, consent to a battery, consent to an assault, Hart v. Geisel, can you consent to an illegal activity? Is consent to an illegal prize fight valid? And here the court suggests, from I think most modern cases would say no, can't consent to illegal act. You can't profit from doing an illegal act. Self-defense or defense of property to a battery case or assault case. Again, more of a justification. You are entitled to defend yourself. You can defend your property. You can defend others. But the defense has to be proportional to the threat. So you can protect yourself in a proportional way. You can't, and the defense can't be retaliatory. You don't have a duty to retreat when you're using self-defense. You can stand your ground, even though it would be easy to retreat. You can use reasonable force to defend others and to defend your property, but not the spring gun. No deadly force in defense of property. Again, our standard is reasonable force. And then we talked about necessity as a justification or a privilege. Private necessity. You can destroy another's property. The Vincent V. Lake Erie, you can destroy another's property to save your own property, but you got to pay for it. Yeah. It's the defendant's not at fault if they take somebody else's property. We got to pay for it. And then public necessity. And the government is a complete privilege when you're acting for the public benefit. To take another's property, to destroy another's property, to save others. So complete defense.